The Giants have some tough decisions to make. They are going to the National League Division Series, or at least one of the two National League Division Series, and they have to trim down their roster from 28 as it was in September to close out the regular season. And so they reduce it from 28 to 26. And on today's Locked On Giants podcast, we're going to go through position by position and kind of figure out what the Giants are going to do to set that Division Series roster. Doesn't help that they don't necessarily know who they're going to play yet. So we'll break it all down, the tough decisions. Steven Duggar, Alex Dickerson, Johnny Cueto, a lot of tough decisions. So we'll talk about all of that next on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thank you so much for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms, now including YouTube, so check us out there. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me at some point on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I'm actually not entirely sure, but join me there to get in on the action. And coming up on today's show, as I mentioned in the open there, we're going to talk about the Giants trimming down their roster and what I think they're going to do on that 26-man roster. They have some injuries that they've had to deal with in the last few weeks, most notably Brandon Belt, but we can look to what they've done recently with their lineups as a clue as to what they're going to do to set this 26-man roster. I believe they have to officially release their roster in the morning of game one, which is on Friday now, just a couple of days away. I don't know if some of the decisions will come down to who their opponent is, but I do know that tonight the Dodgers and Cardinals are going to square off to determine who, you know, one of them's going to move on to play the Giants as the road team in those first two games, the other one going home. So that's definitely of interest to us. But let's just start breaking down the Giants' projected 26-man roster here for the National League Division Series. So I'm going to start with who I consider locks on the position player side. Guys who, you know, as long as they're healthy, they're going to be in there. And for me, I've got 12 locks on the position player side. Notably, there's no limit on, you know, you don't have to have 13 position players and 13 pitchers on your roster. For example, the Dodgers in their game tonight in this wild card game, they're going with 16 position players and 10 pitchers. It's a really interesting strategy for the one game situation because obviously you don't need a full starting rotation for one game. So the Dodgers, you know, the wild card game has its own roster. And then if you make it to the division series, you get to set a new roster. But just to be totally clear, what the Giants choose here is critical because they're not going to be, you can't just like remove guys from your 26-man roster and bring somebody else up like they kind of can during the regular season. The only way you can replace anybody is due to an injury, and injury, you know, rules apply where you can't then bring that player back for the next round if they are put on the injured list. I actually don't know the exact rules, if it's a 10-day IL situation or if it makes them ineligible for the next round. I'll have to look into that. But, you know, they've got to set their roster and that's pretty much it unless somebody gets hurt, which you're obviously never hoping for. So anyway, for me, the locks on the position player side are Tommy La Stella, Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria, Wilmer Flores, Donovan Solano, Lamont Wade Jr., Buster Posey, Chris Bryant, Mike Yastrzemski, Darren Ruff, Austin Slater, Kurt Casale. I know that was just kind of a lot of names to throw at you, and we didn't actually go position by position there. Part of what makes it difficult for the when you're covering the Giants to talk about position by position is that so many guys move around the diamond. And so, like, is Lamont Wade Jr. an outfielder or is he a first baseman? It depends on the game. And a lot of guys are pinch hitters. You know, they're not necessarily even going to play in the field all that often. But I consider those guys locks. I don't see them leaving any of those players off of the 26-man roster. So that's 12. And as I mentioned, it doesn't have to be split evenly 13 and 13 between position players and pitchers. And so it's a question as to how many more position players we can fit on the roster. I mean, we can fit as many as we want. You need some pitchers, though. So for me, they're going to have at least 13 position players. And it's a question as to, do they actually go with 14 position players and 12 pitchers? I think we saw them do that at some points during the season. And we've also, I think, seen the opposite, where they went with 14 pitchers, 12 position players. But the reason that I would think that they may go with more position players and fewer pitchers is from a matchup perspective and just having the ability to have a deep bench where you can use everybody. Like, let me just be clear. The other position players that are kind of on the fringe for me are Steven Duggar and Alex Dickerson. I do think that Steven Duggar is more likely than Dickerson to make this roster. Dickerson just did not have a great season for the Giants this year, but I think we know what he's capable of. And for me, he's, you know, potentially dangerous as a left-handed bat against a right-handed pitcher. He's got the ability to get on base and hit for power. And so is it worth having that, you know, 13th pitcher who you may not even use versus having an extra position player that you can go to, because you don't want to run into a position where you're out of players on the bench and you really wish you had that one extra guy. So coming up next, we are going to continue this conversation, and I'm going to make a decision because we're going to act like I have to determine what this roster is. So I'll kind of continue breaking down that position player mix, and then we'll turn our attention to the pitching side of things. So stay tuned for that. But first, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can chat with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Giants once a week. We've been doing it all season long. And yes, you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Giants podcast through our Green Room conversations. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Ben Kaspic to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it. I'm planning to be live at some point Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You know, it's a little bit up in the air due to the playoff games and what's going to work for me. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Giants. I'll see you there. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, as promised, we are going to get into continuing to make these tough decisions. I want to finish that conversation about Duggar and Dickerson, and then we'll turn our attention to the pitching and start talking about a playoff rotation and whether or not Johnny Cueto is involved, what they're going to do. So we'll talk all about that in a minute. But just to wrap up that conversation about Duggar and Dickerson, and it's also to me a little bit amazing that there's only 14 position players that I'm even really considering here. The guys who I'm not considering but maybe under consideration, basically for me, it's just Tyro Estrada. And some of you may have been wondering at this point how I'm making a roster here with only one true shortstop in Brandon Crawford. Well, the reason I'm able to do that is that this is the playoffs. Brandon Crawford not only started so many games for the Giants during the regular season all the time, like he barely ever took a day off, but in the playoffs, there are built-in days off way more often than there are during the regular season. So I think the expectation is that he's just going to play every single inning of every single game, and he's not going to be platooned. He's not going to be pinch hit for. He's in there, whether it's a lefty or a righty, and obviously he doesn't need a defensive replacement. So, you know, if he gets hurt, which, you know, knock on wood, I'm obviously not hoping for that, but then you bring another shortstop onto the roster. But until then, I don't see the need. And you may also be able to make the case, I know this is kind of crazy and nobody does this, but it's a little odd to me that you have a backup catcher on the roster. I guess the only kind of reason you would need that player is if Posey got hurt during a game and you needed another catcher to come in. I wonder if, honestly, like, if you're a daring team, you may take that risk and think, you know, if it comes to that, you'll deal with it and you'll put Darren Ruff behind the plate or whoever it would be. But I don't know. They'll probably have Casale. I saw that yesterday, one of these teams, I think the Red Sox in their wild card game, they had three catchers on that roster. So we'll see. I did consider Joey Bart as a candidate. Like, I even for a half second considered Joey Bart ahead of Kurt Casale, but only because, I don't know, I considered it, but I just at the end of the day thought that there's definitely no way that's going to happen. But the reason was you're not going to have Casale starting games probably in a postseason series, although it is possible if Posey just comes in and he's not able to go, but then you replace him on the roster. So anyway, you know, these are the considerations they're having to make right now. But for me, you've got to have Duggar on this roster, and it's easy enough to fit him on. You can fit him on, leave off Dickerson potentially, and still only be at 13 position players. But the reason Duggar is valuable on this particular roster is because of the fact that they're consistently going to have not great defenders in the outfield. Darren Ruff potentially going to start some games in the outfield. And the way that the Giants kind of managed their roster down the stretch and basically all season was that they would have guys like Austin Slater pinch hit a lot and then go in for defense. And I really just thought when they had the lead and Darren Ruff had taken it at bat, so he wasn't going to come up again soon, they would switch in Steven Duggar and they would just end up basically what I'm trying to say is they would close out their games with their best defensive team out there. And I think that that is critical in playoff games potentially. And so, and then to have him to be able to pinch run in a big spot, if you've got, I don't know, Wilmer Flores on base and you need to score a critical run, I just think you can't leave off a guy like Steven Duggar for those reasons. And for that reason, I'm saying that he's making the playoff roster. So moving on to the pitchers, for me, we've got a four-man starting rotation, and that's pretty typical in the postseason. You don't see a lot of five-man rotations, and the Giants have four good starting pitchers right now and a solid fifth option. I just don't think that Cueto, given he missed a lot of time on the injured list in September with an elbow injury, and he didn't get worked back up to a full workload. It's a question for me whether Cueto even makes the playoff roster, but he's not going to be in that starting rotation as far as I can tell, unless there's an injury. And I think the Giants finished out the year really well. They're in a good spot with their starting rotation. Kevin Gausman, Logan Webb, Anthony DeSclafani, and Alex Wood. They have not announced who's going to start game one, but they did basically, I think, explicitly say it will either be Kevin Gausman or Logan Webb. And I would just imagine that those are going to be your game one and two starters in some order, no matter what. And that's a good spot for them to be in, because Kevin Gausman was so dominant in the first half of the season. He was so dominant last year. And then he had his ups and downs in the second half, but his last two starts were really, really good, including one in Denver, a very tough place to pitch. But it happened at the perfect time. We mentioned on this podcast over and over how he had time to figure it out, and thankfully he seemed to do it. And then Logan Webb, I mean, to me, it's like the perfect time for Webb as well, because he had that unbelievable stretch of two runs or fewer. But then he had some not so great starts, just really that one in San Diego where he had that rough first inning. And then his next start was better, but not fantastic. But then his last start of the year, he got back to being his dominant self. So it just kind of lines up as really good timing for those two. And that's not even to mention Alex Wood and Anthony DeSclafani. Wood has been just lights out since coming back from the COVID IL. And DeSclafani has, you know, his last start of the year was really, really good too, and he's been pretty darn consistent. The only team that's really gotten to him was the Dodgers, and it's definitely a possibility that that's the opponent. But I don't think it has to do with, like, oh, he just can't pitch against the Dodgers. We said that over and over, and then he made a start. I think the last time he faced the Dodgers this year, he pitched excellent. So, you know, that's just how baseball goes sometimes. Sometimes you struggle. Dodgers are a really good offensive team, and so not shocking that sometimes they really make your pitchers look bad. They made Kevin Gausman look bad at times. They've made Tyler Rogers look bad at times. It doesn't mean they can't face the Dodgers or they just are going to crumble every time they face the Dodgers. That's just baseball, and you make an adjustment. And if you're on, I think any good pitcher can shut down a good lineup, like if your stuff is at its best and your command is at its best. And so, you know, I believe in these guys against even the Dodgers, but we don't know who the Giants are going to face yet. And I don't know, the only thing I'm hoping for tonight out of this wild card game, I've been hoping for a long game where the Dodgers, who only have 10 pitchers, like I said, Scherzer is on that roster, he's starting the game, and then they're only kind of the only other starter they have on that roster is Julio Urias, who figures to be a starter in the division series. So if the Dodgers are going to win, I just hope Scherzer pitches a lot and Julio Urias pitches a lot. Keep in mind the extra inning rule with the runner on second base, that's over for the postseason. So I just hope for a, you know, 18-inning game where they have to wear out Urias and Scherzer. So that's just kind of my take on that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Giants' bullpen decisions. There are some big ones. We mentioned already Johnny Cueto. Is he going to be in that NLDS bullpen? We've got decisions on Zach Littell, who had a rough kind of outing on Saturday as the Giants were trying to win the division. He gave up at least one run there late in the game. So some tough decisions to make. So stay tuned for that. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. It's hard for me to pick my favorite, honestly. Mint brownie is an excellent choice. Raspberry, though, there's just something about raspberry for me. And what's great about Built Bars is they manage to taste like a candy bar, but they're healthy. And I mean that. I mean, we're talking just 4 to 5 grams of sugar and 17 to 18 grams of protein. It really is an unreal kind of combination there. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we are going to talk about the Giants' bullpen decisions, and it's not easy. This might be the area where I struggled the most trying to figure out how they're going to set this up. And I guess the thing is, it depends on how many position players they go with. As I said, I would imagine they're not going to go with more than 14 position players. And I would imagine that it's either going to be 14 or 13 position players. So that would mean 12 or 13 pitchers. So we're kind of going to look at what those decisions are. I mentioned that there are four starting pitchers that the Giants are, that I consider locks for the Giants, who are going to me, be the four who start games. I guess they could always go with a bullpen game if they wanted to, but I don't really see Johnny Cueto getting a start. I think a bullpen game would be more likely than a Johnny Cueto start, frankly. So let's just go through the locks in the bullpen and who's left-handed and who's right-handed. For me, I've got as locks three left-handed pitchers and three right-handed pitchers, so it's nice to have that balance. And for me, the locks are Jake McGee, who came off the injured list prior to Saturday's game, but he didn't pitch on Saturday or Sunday, so it's good for him to get this additional rest, I'm sure, but I would expect him to be a big part of a playoff bullpen for the Giants. But it's a big question, like, is Camilo Doval or Jake McGee, let's say in game one, you have a one-game lead, heart of the order coming up, equal balance of lefties and righties, who do you go to? Do you go to Jake McGee or do you go to Camilo Doval? I think they're going to Camilo Doval in that game one scenario, because Gabe Kapler has said they don't want to throw Jake McGee right into a high leverage situation like that. And Doval was just so lights out. I didn't even mention yesterday, but we learned yesterday that Camilo Doval won reliever of the month, the reliever of the month award in the National League. He was that good in the month of September. And that's not even to mention what he did in the month of October. I think he was good then too. So his emergence has been huge. So those are, for me, the first two locks there. And then Tyler Rogers, Dominic Leone, Harleen Garcia, and Jose Alvarez. So really no surprises there. I think everybody knows those six are going to be there. So then we've got 10 pitchers there. And as I said, we're either going two more or three more. So our unknowns are, that would mean our unknowns are Zach Littell, Kervin Castro, Johnny Cueto, and Jay Jackson, who's currently on the Major League. I mean, he was on the Major League roster to close out the season. We've got Scott Kazmir and Tony Watson on the injured list. And then some minor leaguers who could be under consideration are Sammy Long, John Brebbia, and Caleb Berriger. So as I said, though, in my locks, I've got three lefties and three righties. And then in my unknowns, we've got four right-handed pitchers in Littell, Castro, Cueto, and Jackson. So it is possible that they'll want an additional lefty. So maybe a Sammy Long or a Caleb Berriger does end up on that playoff roster. Maybe Sammy Long because he can give you length. Maybe Johnny Cueto because he can give you length. That's, for me, this is like one of the biggest unknowns, and I really don't know exactly how they're going to go. But I would imagine with at least two or three spots being up in the air, that Kervin Castro for me is probably going to make that playoff bullpen. And I think I've kind of seen enough from Kervin Castro to have confidence in him to come in a big spot. He has allowed some inherited runners to score, but he himself hasn't allowed any of his own runners to score. He's only pitched like 12 or 13 innings, but he's just been real solid. Not necessarily a guy I would want coming into the highest leverage spot, but if you need to get out of a situation and, you know, he's the right fit in that situation, I have a decent amount of confidence in him to be able to get out of it. Zach Littell has been used in a lot of important situations all season long. I don't think he's off the playoff bullpen roster. And so for me, that's two additional guys. So right there is 12. And this is why I kind of lean towards they're going to go with 13 pitchers, because It's hard for me to leave off both Cueto and Sammy Long. I think you would like to have somebody capable of pitching, you know, 3-4 innings if need be, and just kind of letting them ride as long as they're continuing to be effective. So Cueto's going to advocate for himself. I think he would be pretty insulted, frankly, if you go with Sammy Long over Johnny Cueto. They're not going to make a decision based on if a player is going to be insulted. They're just trying to win a series here. But I, at the end of the day, think that Cueto does make that playoff roster. So there you have it. I guess I'm saying that I think Littell, Castro, and Cueto make it. Jay Jackson does not. And that would give them 13 pitchers. And that kind of, that forces us to leave somebody from that position player mix off the roster. And if I have to go with someone, I'm saying that Dickerson misses out and Duggar makes it. So it would be a tough break for Dickerson. But the beauty is, we're not making this decision. So, you know, that was a tough decision for me. They have to actually make these decisions, and we'll find out on Friday. But, you know, that's all the time we have for today. Coming up later in the week, we're going to be talking with the winner, with the host of Locked On Cardinals or Locked On Dodgers, to preview this series. And then, you know, we'll have all that coverage to get you set for Friday's game. So thanks again for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB. Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, brings you his unique perspective on the majors, present and past. It's free and available on all platforms. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking, commenting, subscribing on YouTube, all that good stuff. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.